This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It was another bloody week in Iraq, and the sectarian violence has continued to complicate any attempt at political bridge building. NPR's Jamie Tarabe has tracked a week of violence and political upheaval. Her report begins with events a week ago today.
Saturday in Sadr City. Five Iraqis were killed when a car bomb blew up in a parking lot outside a hospital. Men collected fragments of the vehicle flung in every direction with the blast, piling them into a heap as television cameras recorded the scene. Sadr City is the domain of Shiite militiamen loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The people here blame Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his latest security push in Baghdad for this attack. A local sheikh, Ali Hatim al-Rubai, says the militiamen may have gone underground to avoid capture, but they're the only ones who can protect Sadr City. On the same day, car bombs in Hilla, south of Baghdad, and Kirkuk in the north each killed two Iraqis. Saturday evening, a group of labourers travelling home south of Kirkuk came under fire. 10 were killed, and just one survived. The joint US-Iraq security push in Baghdad was designed to create a window for Iraqi politicians to meet and work without having to focus on the daily violence. But as Saturday ended, Iraq's Justice Minister Hashim al-Shibli resigned from the so-called unity government, telling Arabiya television he could no longer participate in a cabinet he claimed wasn't acting on important issues. A spokesman for Shibli's political party denied the resignation was prompted by the government's decision to resettle Arabs from the northern city of Kirkuk. That's been a key demand of Iraq's Kurdish leaders, who insist Kirkuk should be the capital of an autonomous Kurdistan. Sunday, a holiday, the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. Sunni politician Tariq al-Hashmi used the occasion to call on Iraq's Sunnis and Shiites to forgive killers from both sides and try to live together again as one nation. But the killings continued. Five Iraqis died in an explosion in a marketplace north of Tikrit. Monday brought more of the same. Car bombs killed Iraqis in Kirkuk and Baghdad. In a town in Diyala province, just northeast of the capital, three demonstrations converged into one as locals protested US military operations in the area. There was still little movement on the political front. On Tuesday, Parliament met, but again failed to take up the new draft law on de-Ba'athification, considered crucial to placating Iraq's Sunnis who largely supported Saddam's Ba'ath Party. On the same day, car bombs killed at least eight in the capital. Baghdad's morgue reported receiving 43 bodies. And a bombing in Bayar, a Baghdad neighbourhood, killed two civilians. Wednesday, Iraqi government officials and lawmakers were supposed to meet in Dubai to discuss changes to the oil law, another legal step deemed necessary to quelling sectarian tensions. The meeting was postponed without explanation until later this month. In the Shiite holy city of Karbala, 93 unidentified bodies arrived for burial from various parts of the country. Officials announced that a new security campaign had begun in the northern city of Mosul, where car bombs wounded at least seven Iraqi policemen.
Good afternoon. Assalamu alaikum.
Thursday, U.S. military spokesman Major General William Caldwell acknowledged that while the number of attacks in Baghdad had dropped, the number and severity of attacks elsewhere in Iraq was on the rise, and U.S. forces would be moved to tackle new trouble spots.
They have, in fact, done sensational high-profile car bombs outside of the Baghdad province. And that has, when you looked overall at the country at large, you have seen not a great reduction that we had wanted to see thus far.
Thursday was also a deadly day for British forces operating in the southern city of Basra. Four were killed by a powerful roadside bomb while driving back to their base. Their Kuwaiti civilian translator was also killed and another soldier was wounded. Two other British soldiers were killed days earlier, making it one of the deadliest weeks for British troops since the 2003 invasion. At least 20 American soldiers were also killed this week. Friday, Baghdad's morgue reported a disturbing sign that sectarian violence may again be on the rise in the capital. The number of bodies delivered to the morgue has steadily increased each day this week. The toll on Friday was 72. Jamie Tarabe, NPR News, Baghdad.